this is something the Lord gave to me a few months ago, which I've not actually preached, but and it's something that's found in the life of David. And I've called this message The Importance of the Place of the Stronghold. And in the Old Testament, in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 5, we read these words. This is verse 17. It says, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all of the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Now here, David's been anointed king. Now the Philistines didn't like that, because you know why? Now David killed their chief, their Goliath, many years ago. And now David's gone through all that time of trying to hide from Saul and those that would have sought his life. And now he's come to the point where he's been made king over what they call over Judah. But he hadn't been made king over the whole of the nation. And what actually happened was, there came a time in David's life where he was made king over the whole of the country, over what they call Israel. And it was this that the Philistines didn't like. They were happy while he was in Jerusalem, while he was in Judah, looking after them down there. But now he's been made king over the whole of the nation. And they heard about it, and they decided to go up and look for him. They were looking for war. That's what their intent was. It wasn't to go up and congratulate him and pat him on the back. They were looking to make war with him. And it says here in the scripture that David heard about it, and he went down to the stronghold. Now, the stronghold is a place of safety, a place of refuge. It's a place where you can retreat to. And it's something I often do. And if I know I'm not quite right, and I did it just a few weeks ago, I got that sense of my body was going down with that flu thing, and I took myself off into another room by myself with the guitar. And just wanted to lock myself away in the presence of the Lord and just minister. And you don't know, I do that quite frequently. I just lock myself away, or if I think things are getting too much or on top of me, you just head down to what David here refers to, the stronghold, or that place of refuge, that place of safety, that place where you can go and retreat before God. But that's what David did, and he did this quite frequently. And in the stronghold, we read that David sought God. If I read on in the reading, it says David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. It says, and the Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand? So here, in this stronghold, in this place of retreat, this place of safety, David begins to speak with God, meet with God. It says in a lot of the terminology it's actually used in the scriptures, it says that he inquired of the Lord. In other words, he took counsel or sought information from God as to what he should do in this situation. Yes, it was the Philistines were coming in, they came into the valley and they set themselves up in, it says they deployed themselves, in other words, they set themselves up in battle array. Now they were going to try and march on to where David was. And looking for a fight. David is, he goes before God and he says, look, he says, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And he took that time out, when a lot of other people would have just gone rushing straight in. You know, the enemy are coming into the camp, they're coming into the valley. And a lot of people would just go straight out and go for the attack. But not David. He heads, first of all it says he heads, he went, goes down to the stronghold, that place of safety, that place of retreat, that place where he could meet with God. Now this was a secret place. This was, a lot of people believe this was the cave of Adullam, the place where he hid from King Saul. It's a place where he proved God in the past, where he met with God. And I'm sure a lot of these psalms that we have in the scriptures were written in that secret place, that stronghold. In actual fact, that's another name for the stronghold, and David uses it quite frequently throughout the psalms. I'll just read some of the things he says about the stronghold. This is the place where he can go and meet with God. In Psalm 91, that well-known psalm, he calls it the secret place of the Most High God. You know, he says, he who dwells in the secret place shall find rest or shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That secret place, a place where he could go. I like that terminology, that secret place. They're almost... so that no one else knows about it. It's a place where he could slip into God's presence and just be with God, him and God on his own. The secret place. Another, the Bible does use this terminology, but I don't think it's David used it. It talks about being under the feathers, under God's feathers. Almost like God is like he's likened to an eagle or to a bird that will gather the chicks under the wings, under the feathers, to keep them safe. You know, it's a place of safety, a place of retreat. Another psalm, Psalm 27, in verse 5, David calls his secret place his pavilion. You know, his pavilion, the place where he can run to. In Psalm 61, David calls it the strong tower. And just to give you one more, in Psalm 32, verse 7, David calls it the hiding place. You know, he goes that whenever he uses these terminologies, the secret place, his pavilion, the strong tower, the hiding place, the stronghold, and there's probably a few others in the scriptures that David uses. He's talking about that place where he can just get along with God, where he can run into the presence of God and just meet with him. And he needed to meet with God on this occasion because the enemy were coming up against him. He wasn't sure. Well, he didn't want to assume that he was to go out against this enemy that was coming up against him. Now, I said earlier on, you know, many people, you know, they don't take the time to ask God, you know, what should we do in this? They immediately go in for the attack. They go out against the enemy. They can fall flat on their face, seeming what might be God's doing God's will. Yeah, we've got to attack the enemy. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. But not necessarily. We need to know what God tells us to do. And that's learning the secret. You know, we've got to learn to inquire of the Lord. So what does he say? He says, look, he says, he goes before the Lord. He goes into this secret place, goes to this stronghold, this place of refuge. And he asks the Lord, he says, look, he says, what do you want me to do? Shall I go up against the Philistines? He doesn't assume he has to go. He asks God, says, do you want me to go up against them? You know, shall I go out against this enemy that's coming against me? And then, almost without waiting for God to answer him, he says, will you deliver them into my hands? If I go against him, are you going to deliver them into my hands? Are you going to give me the victory? And the Lord said to him, he says, look, he says, go up, he says, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. He says, go on, go up against them, go out against them, he says, and you'll win the battle, you'll win the victory. And it says there, so David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated the Philistines there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. Or in other words, he called the name of the place the Lord of the Breakthrough. You know, that's a name that we should learn. One of God's names we should learn, that he is Lord of the Breakthrough. You know, when we need a breakthrough in any situation, now if we're, it might be that we are facing a physical enemy, the enemy's coming up against us, it might be in the form of facing, like a lot of us have had over the last few weeks, facing a difficulty of sickness or other things, we might be facing other difficulties in our life. But we need to know God is Lord of the Breakthrough.
Amen.
And we can only find him to be Lord of the Breakthrough when in that secret place. It's only when we take time to find out what he wants us to do. When we hear his direction, we hear him say, yes, go up, and I will doubtless deliver them into your hand. And we can know that God is going before us like a breakthrough of water. And he'll give us the victory. And it says there, they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Now, too often, we want the breakthrough without the stronghold. We want the mighty victory, we want the mighty miracles to take place without going into the stronghold, without going into the place of safety, without going into the place where we can seek God. But that's a necessary part of any victory. You know, in another verse in the Old Testament, in the book of Nahum, it's not a book we read that often. There's only a few chapters in it. But in Nahum chapter 1, it says this, the Lord is good. Now we've thought about that in our worship, you know, that he's goodness, he's good God. The Lord is good, a strength and stronghold in the day of trouble. That tells us what he is. The Lord is good, a strength and stronghold in the day of trouble.
Amen.
He knows, recognizes and has knowledge of and understands those who take refuge and trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make a full end of Nineveh's very sight and pursue his enemies into darkness. So there in that scripture, it's telling us that those who take refuge and trust in God, those who go into the stronghold, will see their enemies come to an end. Just with an overrunning flood, the Bible says, he will make a full end and pursue his enemies into darkness. With an overrunning flood. That's what this talks about here. It says, talks about the Lord breaking through his enemies before we like a breakthrough of water. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those, they played it on the radio, this morning. They played the Dam Busters theme on the radio. You've seen that film on the Dam Busters where they shoot the bombs along the...
Yeah, the video of it.
Skim the lake and they hit the dams.
What's his name? William Will invented it. What do you call him?
Barnes Wallace.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. You see the dam begin to crack and break, and there's that breakthrough of water. And that's the picture you have here, that God breaking through on his enemy, over the enemy. Mm. You know, bringing that victory for God's people. Now, why do we need the stronghold? Because if we don't go to the stronghold, we can assume, or we can fall into the trap of assuming God wants us to do something that he doesn't want us to do. What do I mean by that? Well, let's read on. So it says that David went down to Baal Perazim and David defeated them there, and he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their images there and David's men carried them away. So David's defeated, The enemies have been defeated. It's not really... Yes, David did the fighting. He went out to battle, but God went before him. And then we find out in the very next verse, it says here in verse 22, it says that the Philistines came up again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So not being content with losing the battle a little while ago, now they've regrouped and they've come back. And that's a tactic the enemy often uses. You know, we think we've got a victory, we think we've had a great breakthrough somewhere, but he goes away a little while, he regroups, and then he comes back again for a second. I don't know if you might see it in you see it very often in football matches, if you study it. When a team gets a goal, they're rejoicing in and celebrating that they've got a goal. And what you find very quickly is, sometimes, almost straight away after that goal, the other team gets one. Mm. Because they come straight back at the team. And they try and, one team's had the goal, they've got the victory, but the other team, they come straight back. You know, like the Philistines, they deploy themselves again. And very often we can be caught out in the second attack, so caught up with all the celebration and the victory of what happened the first time that we don't see the devil coming in the back door and doing something that we're unaware of. So it says here, the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. You know, it says David did, it says in verse 20, therefore David inquired of the Lord. And he said, you shall not go up, but circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. Now the Philistines have deployed themselves again. And again, it says here, David inquired of the Lord. He didn't take it for granted that God wanted him to go out against this enemy. And again, a lot of us would say, well, we've just had a great victory, we've just done this, we've gone down, we've attacked them, and God was with us, let's go straight out and do it again. And we can lose the battle, we can suffer a great defeat if we do that. We've got to learn like David. Whenever something comes against us, we need to go down to the stronghold, we need to inquire of God, find out what God wants us to do. Because this occasion, God said to him, look, I don't want you to go out against the Philistines. This time, I said, I want you to circle up around them. He says, and just wait in front of the trees. Obviously, there are some trees in the area. He says, circle around them, just wait in front of the trees. He says, and just wait for the signal. That's what it goes. He says, because when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And it says David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Giza. You know, just because something worked last time doesn't mean it's going to work this time. Or that it's because it was right last month to do something doesn't mean it's right this month that we should do something. You know, this is something I don't know if it was read on Sunday or whether I've read it recently, but certainly something I've been thinking about over the last couple of days. In the scriptures, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, it says here, talk about Jesus. It says, he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. I believe it was, actually I think it was Sunday. It was said on Sunday in the service. Because Jesus had fed the 5,000 people with the loaves and the fishes. And it says, when says, immediately after, this is after the feeding of the 5,000, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. You know, you see that quite a few times through the scripture, that Jesus withdrew to pray. He took himself off by himself to pray. What was he doing? He was going to that place, that stronghold, that place where he was in touch with the Father. Because Jesus said, and he said it a few times, he said that he only does what the Father tells him to do. He only speaks what the Father tells him to speak. He only did what the Father told him to do. So it was important that he had that place of the stronghold. And if Jesus, it was important for him, it's important for us that we just withdraw and get into the place where we can seek God, where we can inquire of God. And I believe that this year we're going to see some great things in the church, in our lives. But a lot of them will come only because we spend time in God's presence. And part of my purpose and plan, you know, as I was waiting before the Lord over Christmas, just seeking him, you know, is that we're to spend time in worship, spend time at the throne, spend time, you know, just coming into that secret place where we hear from God and get direction from him, where God speaks to us and shows us what he wants us to do. Because when he shows us what he wants us to do and we do it, then he will bless it. He has to bless it. He's not going to tell us to do something which he doesn't want us, which he's not going to bless. So if we hear what God wants for us and then we actually do what he wants, we will see God's blessing manifest. If you look at the life of Jesus, you see this happens all the time. You know, you see people coming to him for certain, there was deaf people that came and blind people that came, and he didn't deal with them the same. He had one blind man came to him, and the Bible says that Jesus touched his eyes and he went away seeing. There's another blind man that came to Jesus and he just spoke a word on him and said, you know, go your way. Another time, another blind man came, Jesus spat into the ground and made a little clay with the dust. And he rubbed that on his eyes and told him to go and wash. Now, if we're not careful, we could look at that example of Jesus, say, well, obviously, when we get blind people, we need to spit in the ground, make a clay, rub it, and tell them to go. But that's what Jesus did, but that's not necessarily what he did next time, because on another, as we saw, another occasion, he just touched the man. On another occasion, he just spoke to the man. And he did the same with the deaf people. On one occasion, Jesus stuck his fingers in the deaf man's ears. And again, another occasion, he just laid his hands on him. You know, so just because Jesus did something one way doesn't necessarily mean it's got to be done the same way next time. You know, that's a lesson we have to learn, and that's what David had to learn. Just because he went down to attack the Philistines on the first occasion, it didn't necessarily mean it had to be that way the next time. It's just knowing what God wants. And that comes from the place of refuge. That comes when we get close and intimate with God. And that's the place of the stronghold. That's why it's important. Because that's where we receive our instruction. You know, it's a beautiful story there in Samuel. You know, what happened? Two great victories. We saw David says he went into the stronghold, he inquired of God. God told him to go against the Philistines, and he won a great victory. He said it's like a breakthrough of water. Then they came back, and this time God says to him, look, don't go against him. He says, just circle around him on the mountainside and in front of the trees. And when you hear, it says about the sound of marching in the treetops. You know what? I think what it was is that the Holy Spirit came into the tree, and it was like the wind in the trees. They are told to wait for that rustling of the leaves. When they hear the wind in the treetops, they know that God's Spirit's gone before them. So, and then they can rush, almost like rush down the mountainside into the valley. You know, they won a victory there. But then immediately after that, what you see is, you know, it's great rejoicing, and because David now he's been accepted as king, and he wants to bring the Ark of God back into Jerusalem. And on the way, they're bringing the Ark of God. It stumbled on the cart. It hit a pothole in the road. And David, one of David's men, put out his hand just to steady the Ark. And he was killed. You know, the Ark. They were told not to touch the Ark. He touched it. He died. And David got all mad with God. Now, why did God strike this one down? He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was only steadying the Ark. He got mad with God. You know, it took a long time for David to come into that place, that stronghold, that trying to find out what God wanted. And then what you find happened, that it was about 3 months, I think it was. Then they eventually brought the Ark into Jerusalem, and there was a lot of joy, a lot of rejoicing. You know, God was glorified. So, you see so quickly, David can go from one extreme to the other. He went from seeking God to being so mad at God because he didn't take time to inquire from when he was bringing the Ark. That's the lesson, the important place of the stronghold. That we take time to find out what God wants from us. Even when things aren't going our way, instead of rushing off and trying to answer it and solve the problem and deal with the situation, first and foremost, let's go before God. Go into that secret place. Go and seek Him. Because it's a necessary requirement for the breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.